From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A person found assaulted late last month in Eureka has died of their injuries. A sergeant with the Eureka PD was patrolling an alley near the 400 block of 3rd Street in Eureka on September 26th when he located an injured man. The 55-year-old, who recently moved here from Indiana, was transported to a local hospital for emergency care. He died of his injuries. He's been identified as Brett Keeling. Anyone with information on the crime should contact detectives. 707-441-4305. In the wake of PG&E's PSPS initiative this week, CEO Bill Johnson said at a Thursday evening news conference, "We were not adequately prepared." Still, he supported the decision to move forward, saying, "We faced a choice between hardship on everyone and safety, and we chose safety." Governor Gavin Newsom, critical of the utility for failing to upgrade its power lines in recent years, Newsom telling reporters, "This can't be, respectfully, the new normal." The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors this week approving several agreements which will allow construction work at the county's Juvenile Hall Replacement Facility project to resume. Work at the project's been on hold since the county terminated the original project construction contract with Hal Hayes Construction for default in November. The county asserted claims against the project performance bond issued by the project surety, Western Surety Company, due to the contractor's default. Agreements reached and approved by the board, a culmination of dialogue between the county and Western. The agreements not only allow the project work to resume immediately, but they require the performance of the remaining work in accordance with the design and requirements of the original construction contract and mitigate cost and risk exposure to the county. City of Eureka performing water main reconstruction work on Buhner Street from Pine Street to Fairfield Street in Eureka on Monday, running through next Friday. The work requires lane closures and typically will be performed between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., weather permitting. If you have old electronic equipment taking up space, you can recycle e-waste for free at Rio del City Hall on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Anyone is welcome. It's your opportunity to recycle items like TVs, monitors, stereos, computers, cell phones, DVD players, or gaming systems at no charge. Electronic waste covers most items that have circuit boards in them. They won't be accepting items like vacuum cleaners, stereo speakers, appliances, waste, or batteries. Rio del City Hall, 675 Wildwood Avenue, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. tomorrow. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.